Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you've got any questions or you just want to find out more about something, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. And of course, you can always find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels. That's DavidDondee and the podcast, as always, fmr.co.za. You know, back when technology companies sold you a power supply and a cable, the myth was created. And what was the myth? That you needed to use an OEM, an original manufacturer's cable and charger. This was for your phone, for your computer, whatever it was. That was it. Anything else would destroy your device on contact. A little bit weird, because these days when you buy a fancy Apple or Samsung phone, there might be a cable in the box, but you'll find that the charger is conspicuously absent. And part of this is due to EU rules, and we have the EU to thank for the fact that almost all devices, portable devices, are now USB-C, and that we don't have a brand new charger with every device because we don't need them. So this brings me to, what should you be buying? You definitely do not need to buy from the manufacturer. The advantage of cables and chargers from the manufacturer, of course, is you're guaranteed some kind of state of quality, but not always. Apple cables for a long time were notoriously unraveling by the plugs, and the outers were destroying. And I then started buying better quality cables than I got from the manufacturer, with my favorite being something called Chicken Fuse. I've spoken about these long ago, but these are sort of metal braided cables. The housing on the outside of the cable is metal braided. They are bulletproof, and the ones that I've got that are USB-C are still in use 5-10 years later. You cannot say that for any cheaper cable. It's just not going to be there. And while we're talking about cables, cheap cables are false economy. You can buy no-name brand cables that are high quality. You can generally tell a high quality cable. It's generally wrapped a little bit better, usually some kind of very flexible, high quality feeling wrapping. They're usually a little bit thicker, because the thicker a cable is, particularly with DC voltages, the more current they can carry safely, the less likely they are to have super thin wires that'll just snap on you. And you can also check the box. If they talk about high-speed data transfer and you do trust what's on the box, you're probably more likely to have a better cable than one that doesn't talk about high-speed data transfer. And that's only for charging, mind you. I mean, if you are doing data transfer, maybe it's best that you actually look at a cable with genuine specs on it. It might matter. When it comes to travel, I used to move around with a myriad of chargers. I needed a charger for phone. I needed a charger for an iPad. I would need a charger for my headphones. Whatever I might be traveling with, I'd have a different charger, all on different standards. Today, 95% of my devices are USB-C, and I have something called a GAN charger. Now, GAN chargers are just a lot more compact. The one I have has 4 ports on it, and it charges everything when I'm traveling. I have 2 USB-A's and 2 USB-C's, and it does me. And I really, really recommend them. There are, in fact, cheap Chinese GAN chargers of the better variety, and they're tiny. The one I've got, I guess, the size of a packet of cigarettes, slightly large packet of cigarettes, and it has a volt indicator and a watt indicator, and you can see when you plug something in whether it's actually charging, whether it's drawing a voltage, whether you actually have plugged it in properly, because there's nothing worse than going to sleep in a hotel room expecting your phone to wake you up for a flight and finding that the phone didn't charge overnight. We don't want to live that nightmare, do we? So all in all, do a caveat emptor, of course, always applies. Don't buy rubbish. Look for better quality stuff. You can generally tell by looking at the feel of the plastics. If it's super, super, super light, feels like junk, it probably is. If it's not sturdy, that replaces the cable or the charger, you probably are looking at absolute rubbish. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just to comment on what I said now or anything else, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels, and the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za.